September 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days you can understand why I sent the Holy Mother to earth as the protectress of the faith." Never has one of her titles been so needed, so appropriate to the times. Much of the world lives as though they were never called to believe or have faith in the truths of the Church. Every area of society has some resemblance to Sodom and Gomorrah. I can only call mankind back to my embrace through messages such as these. I send grace to earth through the heart of the mother, in the hopes of snatching some from the embrace of evil. It seems the more I identify evil through these messages, the less believe. It is difficult to give up old ways and begin anew. Yet my grace comes to the newly converted as a peace beyond all telling. For this reason, I encourage my warriors of holy love to continue with much courage and renewed holy boldness to reach out to unbelievers. You must be my grace to others to listen to the truth. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 16. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.